everyone. Today I'm really excited because I get to share with you some of the entries to my poetry contest. I was really excited to do this because obviously I love writing. I love reading other people's work, and it was really cool to get to discover so many different kinds of writing and to get to discover what other people are doing and look outside of what I'm doing and really just get to explore the thing that I love in so many different ways. So I really hope you like them. I'm sure you will, because they are amazing. Let's get started. It's a simple thing to do when your head's up in the clouds. But right now I'm just buried in my thoughts that act as crowds, suffocating, crushing on all sides of me, making my vision blurry. It's hard for me to see where I'm going, where I came from, where I am today. There's too much to consider when nothing's here to stay. Whatever will come is certain to go. It may hurt at first, but will push you to grow. So stay where you are, don't move a beat. Because the present is the focus, and there's too much to complete. That was Breathe, which was written by Liz, and you can find more of her work at Maybe Yellow's Not a Happy Colour on Instagram, where she posts lots of poetry, and I would highly recommend following her. My mama told me of the war, city on its knees, nobody ever the same, all gone. She never dreamed that we'd do it all again. Of course we did. Of course we did. Of course we did. More war. More war. More war. Why? Just because. That was another one of the commended entries, and that was War, written by Gabby Taylor, who you can find on shinegabby.wordpress.com. That's Gabby with a Y, by the way. I really like that one a lot. But also, it made me kind of sad because it's kind of super realistic and... war. Oh my god. But I loved it. Millennial pink. We're all on the brink of a hunger that's turning us insane. The social generation, lonely by association, drip-fed pink hearts as we starve off desolation. Anxiety and depression, the fuels to our obsession for how we're perceived through a screen. You do you. Isn't that what they say? As we buy all the same stuff so we can all do us in the same way. We taught skin to touch screen, to connect, or so it seemed, but instead created distance and now can't feel a thing. That's a lie. We're offended. Every word you type will be remembered. Don't you know millennial pink is not a colour gendered? How dare I bite the hand that feeds me? Unattainable standards of 3x3 beauty, an unsatiating bite of modern day poetry, written with more space than substance. Give us this day our daily bread, as soon as small fingers can swipe through feeds that leave us hungrier than we've ever been. Oh, the millennial life. Millennial pink. It's too late. I think I've already lost my appetite. And that was our overall winner, Millennial Pink, which is written by Laura Kowski, who you can find a lot more work from at thelanguageofl.wordpress.com. I loved this poem. When I read it, it's like she had, you know, gone into my actual head and taken all so many different things that frustrate me and just arranged them neatly. And because I think we're constantly surrounded by people who, in a sense, monetize relatability and, you know, sort of unattainable things as well. And they mix that all up to try and sell us things. Like, let's be honest, like that's what a lot of it is, you know. And it can be hard to tell what's actually real and what's not. And I think that extends to a lot of parts of life, you know. Are people being your friend now because they want to, or just because they want to seem popular? Does someone tell you they love you because they mean it, or because it'll make a great moment later on Valentine's Day when they can post some slushy thing on Instagram? Is someone saying they like something because they like something, or are they saying it because it's popular and they want to talk about it to seem like they know what's current? I don't know what's current, hence why I just use the phrase current like an elderly person. But I just think sometimes, even knowingly, we're kind of entering this world where we're being almost constantly bombarded with things that may or may not be real. And sometimes it's good to take a step back and say, okay, we're going to break this down. And I think that Laura did a really great job of that, and I loved it. And I hope you guys loved it too. Remember, you can check out more of her work at thelanguageofl.wordpress.com. There are blog posts, there's creative writing. I think you'll really like it, so be sure to check her out. I missed when I had somebody who meant something to me. When the streets were lit up by the freedom of my heart being under lock and key, with a name carved deep. Being in love is great, when you've got it. But nothing hurts more than your heart being broken by nobody at all. I'm just trying to find a purpose and a new way to let down my parents, and a tall, dark, handsome reason to wake up every day. I spent so much time kissing boys just for the thrill that I don't remember how to kiss for something more. So that was from an upcoming anthology. I don't even know if anthology is a word, because that normally means with multiple people, and well, that's not a thing that I'm doing, but collection, that was the word I meant. An upcoming collection entitled Kissing Boys Just for the Thrill. I actually kind of stole that from a song. That's from Forever Love by Bobby V. There's a line where he says about kissing girls just for the thrill, and I was like, yeah, but what if I did that and I kiss boys? I mean, I kiss girls too, but like, whatever, you know. So, you know, I kind of paraphrase it, you know, kind of turned it around a little, had a little fun with it. It's fine. So that's an upcoming project. I am, as I often do, because I'm the worst, umming and ahhing about releasing that in the spring. And please don't send me emails about this. I'm kidding, you can send me emails, it's fine. Moving Drowning in Us, and I know I've done this several times, to the summer. I'm going to tell you why. I wrote it in the summer. It's set in the summer.
the summer is the only time it's vaguely nice weather in England, and that's where it's set. So I just feel like it'd be nice to, you know, read it, watch it, listen to it over the summer. I don't know. It would also give me time for something I am looking at. Now, let's not get all excited because it may not happen, but I am looking at the possibility of, you know, taking it on the road a little bit. So, you know, for that to happen, sorry, I'm just clicking away in the background here. For that to happen, I am going to have to delay it like a wee bit. But if I do, you know, put out something else before that, so there's not like a massive gap where I don't appear to be doing anything from like now until the summer, that's gonna look terrible. But it's fine because I've already finished Kissing Boys Just for the Thrill, so I could release that. I don't know. I'll see. I'll let you know. I'll update the blog. You can send me some emails if you want. If they're angry, that's okay. I love passionate emails. It's fine. but we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. But that's something new from me, you know. So I hope that you liked it. I'll see you again soon. Good night, my love.